You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Scientists have taken ordinary skin samples from volunteers, doused them with chemicals, and reprogrammed their DNA to become brain cells. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Now, these progenitor brain cells are called organoids, and in the lab, they grow and produce electrical activity that resembles brain waves.
Organoids develop up to a certain point. They're a little ball, you know, smaller than a pea, and then they just stop.
Science writer Carl Zimmer is the author of the book Life's Edge, and organoids very much seem to be on life's edge. Their future possibilities are mind-boggling.
They're a tiny, tiny fraction of the size of a human brain, and scientists are wondering, well, why do they stop? And it could be that when you get a little too big, it's not possible for an organoid to get oxygen inside to the cells there that need it. So that raises a lot of questions. Our brains use blood vessels to deliver oxygen deep inside. So scientists are saying, well, can we put in some cells that can grow into blood vessels? Can we have a mixture of these brain cells and these blood vessel cells? Will they organize themselves into a brain organoid with tubes in it? And would that grow to be bigger? It's also known that a big player in the development of our brains are immune cells. So scientists are saying, well, what happens if we mix in some of these special brain immune cells? Will we get more sophisticated organoids? What about making an organoid for a retina that can sense light and then connecting that to a brain organoid? Now, are you making an organoid that can see? So scientists are actually working on these things right now.
Our thanks to Carl Zimmer. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.